الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. One of the big differences I found between my generation and the generation of my parents is that the generation of my parents took responsibility for their actions. My generation lacks in that quality. My parents' generation realized, especially those who immigrated from overseas, that if they don't do something right, there'll be direct consequences. My father moved here, his brother was here, and there was really not much other support. Yeah, they had friends, other college classmates, but not the support that we see over here. So if someone made a mistake and didn't go to work or didn't perform well in school, subsequently they faced the consequences. They received the ill fate that awaited them. Whereas with my generation, if something goes wrong, they just call their parents and they ask for help. They ask for financial assistance, they ask for whatever the case may be. My generation became people who relies heavily on other people and doesn't look to take responsibility for its actions. My parents' generation was the opposite. This quality isn't just a quality within my generation, meaning the Muslims of my time. It also means it's pervasive amongst many, many people, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. And it's only gotten worse in many cases with those younger than me. Oftentimes, people like to make excuses for themselves. And they try to just say, well, it's not a big deal. It's just one time. You know, it's only one time. And then they try to excuse themselves from the act. The reality is every moment is precious. Every mistake and every good deed will be held in account. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to take, oh, it was just one time as an excuse. People often think that. They say, oh, it's just one time is a special occasion. It's only one time is a special moment or one time. No, that doesn't make a difference to Allah. Our entire life, we're held accountable for. Now, because this generation and those beneath me have this quality, it actually brings back a very important Quranic principle that has to be established before I go into more depth into what I want to talk about today. This characteristic is not only present within my generation and those after me, but it was present thousands of years ago. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought forth Iblis and Adam and the whole situations that preceded our time on earth, there were two scenarios that came forward. One scenario was Iblis. He was ordered to bow down. He didn't bow down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, "Ukhruj minha innaka rajim," leave from here, you are accursed. And so what did Iblis, what did Shaytan do? He said, "Fabima aghwaytani," from the way you misguided me. "La'aq'udanna," that I'm going to verily mislead them. "Ala siratika al-mustaqim," on your straight path. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, they also made a mistake. They ate from the fruit when they should not have eaten from the fruit, from the tree. And so what happened was Allah Ta'ala also exposed them. But when they were exposed, their response was different. They didn't blame themselves. They didn't blame anyone but themselves. They said, "Rabbana dhanamna anfusana." My Lord, our Lord, we've wronged ourselves. "Wa illam taghfir lana," and if you don't forgive us, "warhamna," and have mercy upon us, "lanakunanna min al-khasirin," will be amongst those who are lost. So two groups, or an individual, Iblis, he makes a mistake, and Adam and Hawa alayhi salam, they make a mistake. One's response is to blame Allah, not take the blame for himself. The other, they respond by saying, "We were wrong and we seek your forgiveness." Now this idea of seeking, of taking responsibility for your actions, this is a very Islamic idea. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, "Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin." Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not change what's in the people, حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا, until they change, مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, what is within themselves. They will not, Allah will not change the people. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold people account. You want to have a change, you want to see things become better, you want to see positivity, then you have to do what? Change yourselves first. After the election a few weeks back now, it's been almost a month, everyone began to point fingers. Oh, it's the Democratic Party's fault. If they just elected Bernie Sanders, if they just selected him and endorsed him, we wouldn't have had this problem. Oh, it's, you know, so-and-so's fault. It's so-and-so. It's a weak candidate. All these fingers were pointed. And they're pointed in every direction except back at ourselves. Now, again, we don't know what's happening yet. We don't know. There's just very, you know, small steps that have been taken since the election. But people are frightened. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He revealed the verse, He made it clear to us that if we want to see a change, that change has many levels. And the primary level where the change has to take place is what? Within ourselves. لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. The people will not be changed. Their state will not be changed. Now we're hoping America is preserved and democracy is preserved and freedom is preserved and racism and bigotry and all these things are put on the back burner. But these are things that are actually problems within our community. We hate the fact, and I mentioned this last year in a khutbah once, that we were all up in arms and very upset when Trump began to speak about stopping the refugees from coming in and having the masajid be earmarked and be monitored, etc. But very few Muslim voices spoke up when there was any comments about illegal immigrants or about Latin Americans. Why? Because Muslims only complain when something happens to us. We have no care whatsoever for anyone else. It's true. It's the unfortunate reality. We don't care. In fact, we'll be the first one to use racial slurs. We'll use terms in our own language, comment about someone else, hoping that person doesn't understand. And this is the exact same thing we fear. Well, when oppression occurs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the oppression to spread. And if the oppression has to be stopped, it has to be stopped by the initial oppressors first before those outside can then be stopped as well. So we have personal problems that we have to fix if we want to see a wide-reaching change occur across our country. We have people completely misuse their money. They don't file their taxes properly. They maybe run their own business or whatever the case may be, or do things with cash only, and then they file much less. And now they're saying, well, how could this person who openly does fraud and declares bankruptcy, or he reneges, what's it called when he doesn't pay? What's that term where he defaults. He defaults on his word and on his financial transaction, what is owed. But we are completely cheating the system. And we don't think about that once or twice over. What do we say? Oh, this is a non-Muslim country. I want to see the fifth book that says in a non-Muslim country you can do this. The Jamhur opinion, not minority opinions. You know, and we have this all across. How can someone be put in office who has this opinion towards women? Look at how we treat our mothers. Look at how we treat our wives. The most important women within our families, and they are treated like the worst of people. We have no restraint when speaking to our mothers. We have no restraint when dealing with our wives. And what do we think? Well, how could they put a womanizer in the office? At least he's upfront in how he does things. We smile and say, don't say oof, and don't do that, and don't be abusive, and yet we have those characteristics. I'm not saying you have them, I'm saying community-wide. So next couple days, I want to speak about this idea that if we want to see change occur, but we're not willing to change, then we can speak as much as we want, and we can send as many texts and amass people to picket and protest as much as we want, but no change is going to occur. It starts within the self. Saad has to change first. If Saad doesn't change, then there's not going to be global change. And everyone has to look at themselves in the mirror and say, where am I lacking? Where is my change? If I haven't established that change, then I can cry as much as I want. Things will happen and we'll just sit there crying. That's all that's going to occur. This is a very important principle. And it goes back to a very interesting story. Yeah, a few seconds, so I'll say the story. That one of my friends, his teacher, has a mosque for spiritual development in Pakistan. And he has it all, it's all white walls and there's white furniture and then the carpet's covered with white sheets. So they were having tea once and one of the students, he spilled the tea on the sheets. I said this before once. And so the teacher came out and he sees this, you know, tea colored stain and it's all white everywhere else. So it's very, very obvious. So he said, who did this? So the student said, you know, the tea fell. How do you say in Urdu? Chai gir gaya? How would you say it? Say it. Chai girgi. Okay. Chai girgi. The tea fell. So the teacher looked at him and said, be a child of Adam alayhis salam. I mean, the tea didn't fall. The tea didn't just get up and decide to fall over. You knocked it over. Take responsibility for your actions. Even in your words, you're not acting like Adam. You're acting like Iblis. Where you're blaming someone else. No, don't blame the tea. Your hand moved and knocked over the tea or your foot, whatever the case may be. So be a child of Adam alayhi salam. And this is a very important initial lesson our parents, our forefathers, great-great-great-grandfather and grandmother taught us. That we have to take advantage of our acts. And if we do, then we'll see change occur. Wa akhira da'wana, alhamdulillahi, rabbil alamin.